My guest is Robert Townsend. He's the producer, director, co-author, and star of the movie Hollywood Shuffle. The film takes a satiric look at how Hollywood treats black actors. Townsend had been working as a stand-up comedian and actor, but rarely had the chance to try out for good parts. Even after supporting roles in A Soldier Story, Streets of Fire, and American Flyers, Townsend was being sent on auditions for the parts generally available to black male actors, pimps, street punks, drug dealers. I asked Robert Townsend what led him to make a comedy about his experiences.
I didn't know how to speak up at that point because every actor in town was in there auditioning, and I said, wait, this is a terrible script. Maybe it's me. And then I started thinking about it, and I would go in and read a script, and I go, this is terrible. And then the next guy, this is the greatest pimp I've ever read, you know. And I think it had to do with, you know, I began back then to begin to look and see something was wrong.
What kind of roles were you auditioning for that you're talking about?
Stoolies on TV shows, you know, the guys that always have the information that the cops always talk to, Huggy Bear, Turkey Neck, you know, they always have those weird names. So those are the kind of parts I would audition for.
Are you convincing in that kind of role?
I'm a good actor. I could pull it off. Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a good actor. You know, I wouldn't mind doing a street character if I could play a lawyer next week and a doctor the week after that, or a detective like Sam Ace or something like that.
But the problem is there aren't many roles like that to play.
Right. They always write the stereotypical, you know, just jive street.
The character in your movie is directed to be blacker while he's playing a part or auditioning for a part. Were you ever directed to be more black?
Oh, yeah, because, see, the way I talk, when you're considered black, you're supposed to talk like, well, yeah, baby, you know, I'm doing this interview and things with you. So that's the way I should talk. That's considered black. If I was saying, like, oh, this is national radio, baby, that's black. But the way I'm talking now, then they say, well, you don't sound black. I mean, you could, you know, if I was just tuning in, I would say, is this a black person? I don't give you the key words. And so a lot of times they ask you to be black or because... black is, you know, all the, you know, sitcoms of the 70s, and they said, say what? So that's considered black.
You had a lot of actors who you cast in your movie. Did they all have stories similar to yours about being cast in roles they didn't really want in the first place? Roles that were very stereotypical?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I think one of the reasons the actors agreed to do the film was because they could identify with the movie. It was their story. A lot of actors, older actors, black actors, come up to me now and they say, thank you for telling our story and what we were all going through and is going on now. And, you know, you told. I mean, because it is the truth. I mean, you can look in the newspaper now and the only film that's playing with black people in it is Hollywood Shuffle. And there's like 400 movies that come out of Hollywood every year. And this year I will have the only film with more than... three black people in it.
Now, you've also been in some TV commercials. For years, there were virtually no black actors in TV commercials, but now, especially in burger commercials and in soft drink commercials, there's a lot of black actors in it. Are there new stereotypes of blacks coming out through these commercials?
No, I think commercials, if anything, they show black people in a better light. I mean, in TV commercials, at least I had dignity in 60 seconds. I mean, I was a bank teller, I was a construction worker, I was a plumber, just a regular guy hanging out at an office building, you know, waiting on a date. I mean, they have different, you know, commercials at least show life. You'll see a black family on a TV commercial. On TV shows, you never see that. You know, you'll see, like, for McDonald's, you'll see, it's time to go. Our family's on our way to McDonald's. Hey, Dad, you know, and they'll show like a loving family or Tide commercial. They, you know, show a family with a mother and father. Your average show on TV, it's always, I had to raise these kids on my own and I never seen they daddy.
What are some of the movies you liked when you were growing up?
Wizard of Oz. My favorite film of all time is Here Comes Mr. Jordan with Robert Montgomery. That was one of my favorite films.
I love that film. That's the film about the boxer who's been reincarnated, basically, sent back
right.
down to Earth.
Yeah, Claude Rains, Robert Montgomery, and Warren Beatty did the updated version with Buck Henry and James Mason. It's like, Joe, listen, Joe, you're not Pendleton, Joe. You can't stay in this body, Joe. You know, that was one of my favorite films.
As a teenager, did you like any of the exploitation films like Shaft and Superfly?
I love those movies because that was the first time we saw the black man get the girl. You know, I remember seeing the scene in Superfly when he made love in the bathtub, and it was like, I can't believe this. Because other than that, black people had played butlers, and it's like, you want your luggage, Mr. Jenkins? And that was the only role we played. And so when you saw Shaft, and he had a gun, and he slapped people around, and he fought for right, you know, it was like, great. We had never seen it. Because normally, the black actor was the buddy to the star. He never, you know, like, he never was the man. You know, he never was in charge and said, I'm fighting for right. And that's what I'm going to do here. You guys are bad, you know. And Shaft was that way, and Superfly was that way. I just think that they made more pimp movies than they made movies about, you know, black people from the regular walks of life. I think that's what messed everything up. There were too many negative role models. I mean, if they would have had a pimp movie and then a movie about a doctor, then a movie about a lawyer, and a movie about a guy who was in love, everything would have been fine. But it was just, you know, 90 pimp movies versus one sounder. You know, that was what the deal was.
You started as a comic, I think, before you became an actor. And you do great impressions. Did you do impressions a lot as a kid? Did you do impressions of teachers or movie stars, family?
Yeah, I did a lot of impressions. I used to cheat the phone company. I used to call because I didn't have money. And when I was, you know, going to the basketball court, I would call the fellas, and that's how I used my talents back then. I'd get on the phone and, hello, operator, I'm sorry, I deposited a dime in the telephone. I can't reach this number. Yes, operator, my name is Dr. John Wilson. Yes, thank you for putting me through, operator. Thank you. Yo, Willie, how you doing, man? Yeah, meet me at the gym, 4:30. So I would do different voices and characters as a kid.
Oh, that's great. Did that work, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you never knew who I was. I mean, because I'd get on the phone and I was like, hello, operator. My name's Paul Ogemeyer. I'm trying to reach, you know, Deborah Jenkins. That's right. You know, I just got it from Cheshire. I deposited a dime in the telephone. I can't get it back. So no one would never know who I was.
Why did you go into acting from being a comic?
Well, I wanted to be an actor first. I wanted to be a dramatic actor and everybody would laugh at me. So I said, I should be a comedian.
Did they really laugh at you?
They really said I would do a dramatic scene and people would laugh. And I was going, like, wait a minute, that was dramatic. That was drama. And people go, no, you're funny, man. You're funny. No, that's funny. You know, and I said, let me be a comedian then.
I think part of the point of your movie was to try to get some more visibility for yourself and to get some better roles for yourself. Is it working?
Oh, yeah, it's working. I've just signed a deal with Warner Brothers and they're going to let me write, direct, produce, and act in my next film. And so, yeah, I think that now people approach me differently because I've put out what I really felt I needed and wanted to do. And so now people are responding. They're saying, like, hey, you know, we can't bring Townsend garbage scripts. We have to bring them something of quality.
Are you getting a lot of resumes and audition tapes now from black actors who figure you're going to be directing new movies with good parts and they want in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I can't go out my house now without someone with a picture or a resume. Out here they had the Ira Aldridge Awards, which is an award show for young black up-and-coming actors and stuff in competition. And I was taking back my tuxedo, and the guy at the tuxedo place had a script. He knew I was coming in to bring my tuxedo in, and he had a script. I was like, no. There is no escape for Robert Townsend right now, a man destined to get pictures and resumes for the rest of his life. So,
are you going to feel guilty if you can't give all these guys roles?
Well, I mean, I can't. I mean, really. I mean, and then plus I got 83 people in Hollywood Shuffle, and that's my immediate family. And so I'm responsible for them right now because it's not like, well, I'm in a good position now and let me work with, you know, all these other people. It's like, no, I'm going to continue to work with my friends.
Robert Townsend, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, too.
Robert Townsend's film is called Hollywood Shuffle. Here's an audition scene from the movie.